The things that I inherited in my last parish when I started in the early 90s were fish suppers that they did. And they were started back in the early 60s as a way to raise funds to pay off the mortgage of the church. And back in the 60s and up until the early 70s, they had 9 of these fish suppers every year. By the time I got there, it was down to 5, thank goodness. It was quite an effort, quite an endeavor that people undertook. And of course, back in the 60s, you know, a lot of ladies didn't work. They were at home, so they had extra time to do that sort of thing. The price of fish was cheap, and everything was made from scratch. The batter, the coleslaw, the scalloped potatoes, the desserts, everything was made from scratch. So it was a tremendous effort. And so when I got there and attended my first or second fish suppers, everybody's scurrying around, you know, hurry, scurry, and they're all, you know, beside themselves and that sort of thing. And I said, you know, just, you know, think it takes a multitude of us, a small army, to feed the multitudes. And Jesus did it in one fell swoop. One fell swoop, he did it, fed the 5,000. Wonderful, powerful story of the miracle of our Lord. Of course, it comes on the story of the healing of others and the raising of the dead and the casting out of demons and the stilling of the waves on the sea. But now we see Jesus performing this miracle in front of all of the people, and it's a wonderful thing. But before the miracle happens, the disciples say, you know, we're apart in this lonely place, and the people have followed Jesus to this place, and they were there to have a bit of a respite, to take a break. They had been doing all this arduous work, and they were successful in their ministry. And here come all of these hungry people, and it's getting dark. And the disciples say to Jesus, you know, what should we do? We have very little money. We could go in and buy 200 denarii worth of bread, and everybody might get a little piece. But Jesus throws them a curveball. Jesus says, I tell you what, you figure it out. You figure it out. I'm putting the ministry to feed these people and take care of these people on you. So what they decide to do, is go through the crowd and see who had what. Now, in Matthew's gospel, we hear the account of Andrew, our patron saint, of course, who finds the little boy with the loaves and the fish. But here, all the disciples in Mark's account go out and they query the crowd and see who has what. So they come back with some loaves, 5 loaves, and 2 fish. Now, this was not brioche and sea bass. This would have been little crackers that were hard barley that probably you'd break a tooth on if you weren't careful. That was the bread. And the fish would have been probably tiny little sardine-like things that were salted. So it wasn't like it was a great feast by any stretch of the imagination. But Jesus takes what is given to him, and we hear of the 4 actions that we hear in the Eucharist. He takes the gifts that were given, he blesses them, he breaks them, and he gives them back to the people. And we're told that everybody got their fill, and then some, and there were 12 baskets left over. Now we can look at this miracle in a couple of different ways. We could look at it as Jesus, the wonder worker, who took 5 tiny little pieces of cracker and 2 little sardine salty things and fed the people. And we could look at him sort of as a magician, if you will, who did supernatural, wonderful things. But that's not what it's about. The people were fed, they were satiated, but of course they didn't really understand what was going on. They didn't really understand that the abundance was not in the food that they were given, but in the grace and the mercy and the compassion and the love that Jesus poured out upon the people. That perhaps might have also been lost on the disciples as well. It wasn't about feeding the body, it was about feeding the soul. It was about feeding the soul that people could turn to Almighty God. And so what the miracle teaches us is that now the power of God, which overcomes even death and sin itself, is being sent out. The kingdom of God is breaking in a powerful way, not just in the world, but directly in God's people's lives. And they're realizing that compassion, that mercy, that grace, and that goodness. They've now seen it, and they want more. And if we were to follow the story further in John's gospel, and by the way, the feeding of the 5,000 is in all four gospels, so we know that it's certainly a true story, true account. If we would follow the account in John's gospel, they come back the next day, and they want more food. They want more food, of course. We want more food too, right? You go to McDonald's, you supersize your meal, you know, you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you get the big bucket instead of the medium bucket. We want to be satiated materially. But being satiated materially is not what's important. It's being fed spiritually. It's being brought into that sense of God's mercy and grace so that we, as his children, can go into the world and share that message. That was the message to the disciples. That was the message. No, you don't go buy the bread. You go figure it out. I've given you the power. I've given you the grace. I've given you the Holy Spirit. Now you go figure it out. I'm going to say the same thing to all of you and to our guests as well, because in just a few minutes, we're going to witness a powerful and wonderful event. We stand, as I like to think and I like to say, on the threshold of eternity when we bring a new soul through baptism into God's kingdom. In just a few moments, we will baptize, and I've tried, I'm going to get it right. We're going to baptize Jimmy Olatunji Ayodele. Correct? Into God's holy kingdom. I practiced that and I got corrected. I fixed it. And if I recall, Ayodele means joy has come. Correct? Joy has come. So in a few minutes, we'll get to witness a joyful event. But not just a joyful event, an eternal event. Because with just a little bit of water and just a smear of oil, just like the two tiny barley loaves and the two fishes, a wonderful event, a wonderful, powerful event in the Holy Spirit will happen when Jimmy Olatunji Ayodele's soul is forever marked as Christ's own forever. And that indeed, truly is an event that tells us that joy has come. And so, as we share in that event, you're not just bystanders, you're not just witnesses, you are participants. You are participants in this eternal event, this eternal, joyful event. And so when I say to you, will all of you here present support this child in his life in Christ, I want you to proclaim boldly, we will, because that's a joyful thing, because Jimmy is the next generation who will be that light of Christ in the world, a world that is broken and a world that is sinful. But that joy and that love and that mercy overcomes that darkness. And we today, this morning, share in that event with great joy and great love that overcomes everything else. So we will stand and sing hymn 296, please.